coping with both sight and hearing loss. A courageous Essex deafblind teenager who learned Braille as a child before losing her hearing age 6 has said the world has strengthened her, but asked people not to assume things. Emma Amos, 17, was born with a visual impairment, but did not receive her official diagnosis until she was 2. After several tests, doctors told her mum, Julie Amos, 43, a travel agent, she had cone rod dystrophy, a group of inherited eye disorders, and nystagmus, a rhythmical, repetitive, and involuntary movement of the eyes. Her sight loss and light sensitivity mean she must wear glasses with tinted lenses and use a cane, learning Braille at the age of 6. After doctors learned she had hearing loss, she underwent a grommets procedure, where tubes were inserted into the eardrum before she got hearing aids. Julie said Emma was fearless growing up, but dreaded when her friends with fully sighted children would say, "Let's go to soft play." Julie said it was difficult processing Emma's hearing loss, as she had already experienced a visual impairment, but it became slightly easier to accept after learning the conditions were linked to a rare genetic disorder known as Alstrom syndrome. Emma faces daily challenges with mobility, crossing the road, public transport, and walking on busy pavements. Emma said, "The main message that I'd like to give is not to assume things. People will see me and they just assume that I can't do things when actually I can." She has worn glasses since she was 2, and at primary school she secured extra support from teachers and mobility training. The hearing loss proved more difficult to accept than her visual impairment, with Julia wondering if it would result in bullying. Emma has always been spirited and adventurous, but after moving to high school, she felt isolated and excluded by her peers. She spent time at the Student Support Centre, limiting her interactions with other students, with Emma saying, "I can't say I made many friends in secondary school." Julie said, "Children don't really tend to include people who are different." She often ended up in the Student Support Centre at break and lunch times, and say, for example, she made plans to meet a friend at a certain place. If they weren't there at that time, she couldn't go searching for them because she'd never be able to find them. Emma enjoys travelling to London, has hobbies and loves reading, listening to music, Queen, cooking and baking, playing tennis and following TV shows such as The Great British Bake Off and Strictly Come Dancing. She now attends New College Worcester, where she studies travel and tourism, business, food and nutrition, and she hopes to incorporate travelling into her future career. Emma, although confident now, believes others need to have a greater understanding of the day-to-day challenges deaf-blind people face. For example, crossing the road safely or walking on busy pavements can be difficult, as people frequently nearly bash into her as they don't pay attention. Emma said, "You shouldn't have to fight with things, but the world is not a very nice place for people like us sometimes. I hope everyone who is visually impaired pushes for what they want, because it's helped me to get where I am now."